This is WSKG News. President Trump is planning to defund an agency that pays for major projects in poor areas in the Southern Tier. A high-tech business incubator, rural high-speed internet, flood mitigation, a wide range of big projects in our area are funded through the Appalachian Regional Commission. Under the commission, all the governors from 13 Appalachian states work with local groups to use federal money to invest in poor areas. But President Trump is devoting $0 to the agency in his proposed budget. Many top elected leaders, both Democrats and Republicans, came out against those proposed cuts, including U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. He's promised to defend the agency.
We're not going to allow any cuts to the Appalachian Regional Commission. It's very important to Eastern Kentucky, has been for a number of years. That's not going to happen.
But here in northern Appalachia, Jennifer Gregory says she's concerned the agency could be defunded. Gregory heads up the local branch of the ARC. The potential impact of a cut could hurt future job prospects for people she says have been left behind. Right now, they're funding welding classes at the BOCES in Delaware County.
When a manufacturer or business looks to locate in an area, they look for critical infrastructure. Do you have water, sewer, broadband? What's your tax base? Do you have a highway system and an airport system that it makes sense for us to locate in the Southern Tier? These are critical infrastructure pieces that haven't been taken seriously.
At the same time, Gregory says she's hopeful Congress will vote to keep the commission. It has bipartisan support from senators from Appalachian states. President Trump is expected to propose a more comprehensive budget in May. Monica Sandreski, WSKG News.